less is still homeless. The poor are still poor. Yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism. What about the quiet races? Dividing among ourselves. Somebody's crying for help. Heaven is listening,
listening.
Heaven is watching,
watching.
Heaven knows. Stop the hypocrisy. The nation will lose its soul. And rather play music about money and sex. Like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show us some respect. Cause God ain't through with us yet. Heaven listening,
listening.
Heaven is watching,
watching.
Heaven knows.
Greetings, greetings, sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, November the 13th, 2011. That was Heaven Knows by Derek Haddon. That brother sang what we preach every week, that this wicked system that is destructive to the human family, no money for poor people, no money for programs, but all manner of money for warfare and bloodshed. I am thankful to that beautiful brother, Derek Haddon, for such wonderful music. Well, sisters and brothers, Mama Holy Spirit, she said that we will overcome. She said that she has something to tell us. She said that she wants the church to listen to what she has to say. Mama Holy Spirit instructing us, guiding us, exhorting us, causing us to understand the reality of this wicked system, giving us the power to overcome the United States of North America, the leadership, Republican, Democrat, in the United States of North America, to overcome. Mama Holy Spirit has given us the power to overcome this Babylon system, this system of warfare and bloodshed. Mama Holy Spirit is something, y'all. Mama Holy Spirit is powerful. She has given us the power to overcome the synagogue of Satan, to overcome the CIA, the FBI, the FOP, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank Organization, the World Trade Organization. Mama Holy Spirit has caused us to understand that this war on terrorism is a fictitious narrative. 9-1-1 is a fictitious narrative. That in reality, 9-1-1 was an inside job. The intelligence agencies of the United States of North America, Israel, and Europe were all over this false flag operation. Mama Holy Spirit has given us the power to overcome this wicked machination that has caused many to be maneuvered into supporting warfare and bloodshed and wars that were already planned before 9/11. Remember what we said a few sessions ago about, what's this fella's name? Wesley Clark. He said that before 9/11, there was a plan to go after 7 countries in 5 years. Before 9/11, they had planned to go into Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. The timetable is between 2007 and 2012. Bush went out and Obama came in and has continued the plan. So, Mama Holy Spirit has caused us to understand all of this so that we, with the power of Mama Holy Spirit and the strength of the Almighty Father, following the example of the revolutionary Yahshua Mashiach, we have that strength and power to overcome that consciousness. Now, I want to cover a couple of current affairs, a current event. There was a people's court conducted by Chris Hedges, a beautiful Caucasian brother, and Brother Cornell West. These two intellectual luminaries conducted a people's court in New York. And I recall a song by Peter Tosh, I believe it's Judge Dredd, and another song by Muta Baruka called The People's Court. And Muta Baruka's People's Court is a continuation of Peter Tosh's Judge Dredd. And in those two songs by Peter Tosh and Muta Baruka, those in power are put on trial. Those colonizers and slave masters, those that caused division with religion and philosophy and so on, were put on trial. Those who are the oppressor were put on trial in these two songs. Peter Tosh, Judge Dredd came out in the 1970s. Muta Baruka's People's Court came out in the 80s. I believe it was on Melanin Man or Because We're Black by Muta Baruka. Those two cassettes or two records hold, one of those two records hold People's Court. But these two songs put those in power on trial. And I would say Illuminati Masonic Order on trial. I would say Rothschilds and Oppenheimers on trial. And in that trial, Peter Tosh and Muta Baruka go through the different wickedness and machinations of those in power. Even Columbus representing those in power and what was done by those in power to enslave, to colonize, to divide, to conquer, to destroy through warfare and bloodshed. And so, the week of October the 31st going into November the 1st, 2011, Chris Hedges and Cornel West held a people's court. And in this people's court, sisters and brothers testified concerning how their lives have been made hard, have been made rough by Wall Street and the bankers and those in power. You can hear some of this testimony on Letters in Politics by Mitch Jeserich, I think his name is, on KPFA edition, the November the 7th edition of Letters in Politics on KPFA. Sisters and brothers testified. Men and women testified. Black, brown, red, yellow, white men testified. Christians and non-Christians testified, telling the truth about the wickedness of this system and how those in power have crushed the poor, crushed the oppressed. And Chris Hedges and Cornel West gave commentary that weaved the testimonies together in a cohesive narrative so that we may understand that those in power have used all manner of wickedness to destroy us. This testimony caused us to understand that it is the same enemy that has destroyed sisters and brothers in the United States of North America, destroyed the middle class, destroyed the working class, the same enemy, the Rothschilds, who control your central banks, control your militaries, control your governments, control your Obama administration and the Bush administration, the Oppenheimers, who control your mining corporations. So between the central banks and the military and the mining corporations controlled by the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, we see that warfare and bloodshed. We see that the Wall Street and the bankers and the corporate elites and the politicians are controlled by the same enemy, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. The same enemy that controlled the central banks, controlled the militaries of the world, the major militaries, control your major governments, America, Europe, Israel, control your politicians, control your heads of state. This same enemy conducted the Group 20 or G20 in France. And we saw economic manipulation going on. We saw an economic coup occur. We saw that the head of state of Greece, I forget his name now, but he was being pressured into implementing austerity programs on the Greek people. The Greek people have been in the streets, rising up, protesting, calling for general strikes to oppose these wicked implementations coming from the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers through the head of state. Is it Papandreou? I forget his name. Of Greece. This man, the head of state of Greece, was being pressured into bailing out the banks, bailing out the Greek equivalent of Wall Street, when it was the banks that have caused the problem through fictitious money and through the derivatives market that goes untaxed to the tune of $4 quadrillion, which I believe is $4,000 trillion. The banks in Greece, in Europe, in Spain, in Italy have crushed the people, taken the wealth of the people in Europe, in Greece, in Italy, in Spain, and so on. And so the Rothschilds putting pressure, the Oppenheimers putting pressure on the Greek head of state to say, you do what we tell you to do or you get out of the way. And so the head of state said, well, let me at least put it to a referendum. Let me at least let the people of Greece vote as to whether or not we should proceed with bailing out the banks, which will only cause more hurt and pain to the people, take the wealth and money of the people, and bail out the very cause of the problem. And so the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, through the heads of state, through Obama and through other heads of state, put pressure on the head of state of Greece. And the man said, well, I guess I won't do the referendum and I'll step down. That was an economic coup. And so now we see that some type of unity government has been formed, much like the panel, Democratic and Republican panel put together in the United States of North America by those same wicked enemies through the Obama administration, are put together to force austerity programs down the people's throat. So we see in Greece some type of unity government that are beholden to the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are putting together implementations to force austerity down the throats of the people of Greece, to destroy and crush the oppressed of Greece, the middle class and working class of Greece. And then we look and see in Italy, almost the same scenario occurred in Italy. The head of state of Italy, Berlusconi, is now resigning, and some type of, I'm sure, unity government will be constructed, and this unity government in Italy will be beholden to the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the real Satan, the real enemy of all of us, you and me, our enemy. So those were economic coups. No one was assassinated. No one was forcibly removed by arms, by weapons, but economic weapons. Economic weapons of mass destruction. Economic coup removed the heads of state of Greece and Italy on behalf of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and the International Monetary Fund. and the World Bank Organization and the World Trade Organization so that austerity programs may be forced down the throats of the Italian people. You see, sisters and brothers, that which occurred in Africa, destruction of the people. That which occurred in the Middle East, destruction of the people. That which occurred in Asia, Central, South America, Mexico, the isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean. That which occurred in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, and Israel is now occurring to the middle class in Europe, Spain, Greece, Italy. It's now occurring to the middle class in the United States of North America and Israel. Did you know that thousands in Israel have been protesting their government because of the extension and expansion of the wealth gap between wealthy Caucasian Jews and poor Caucasian Jews? So that which we saw occurring to the poor and to the oppressed in Africa, Asia, etc., is now occurring to the middle class in Europe, the middle class in Israel, and the middle and working class in the United States of North America. That same wicked enemy, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, Chris Hedges and Cornel West and the People's Court on Wall Street, and they have declared the Wall Street bankers guilty. And they are guilty. Peter Tosh would say they are guilty. Peter Tosh and Muta Baruka would condemn the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and the Wall Street bankers and the oppressor. So we say that not only the Wall Street bankers, not only the corporate elites, but the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers are the heads of it all. They are the Illuminati, Masonic Order, the Synagogue of Satan. Now there's a beautiful sister, Caucasian sister, on KGO. And I heard a program that she had concerning the Wall Street protests going on in America. And there was a caller that called in to attempt, this caller attempted to tie this protesting going on with the Palestinian situation. And erroneously, Pat Thurston sought to disconnect that which is occurring inside of the United States of North America, disconnect the protests from the Palestinian situation. She sought to disconnect the protest inside, the domestic situation inside, disconnect that from the international situation outside. Well, it can't be done. It's all connected because the same wicked enemy that is in Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, in Mexico, in the isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, in the ghettos of Australia, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. That same wicked enemy, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, all over the earth are destroying all of us, destroying the oppressed all over the earth, destroying the working class and middle class in the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. It's the same wicked enemy, the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We cannot separate it. The oppressed all over the earth are suffering from the same wicked enemy. Relativity is not a theory. Relativity is reality. Because in reality, we are all connected. And no human being can fully reach the potential given by the Most High unless every other human being reaches that potential. There's a word in South Africa, I can't think of it right now, a Zulu word, I think it is, a Bantu word, but it means that I can't be me fully unless you are you fully. So that is why we say this is all connected, and we must connect the oppressed in Africa, Asia, Central, South America, Mexico, the isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, the oppressed in Australia, New Zealand, the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. We must connect. All of us must connect. And the only way we're going to do it is through Mama Holy Spirit, through knowledge, through wisdom, through African knowledge and wisdom, because this is the African science of revolution that we are preaching every week in every session. We're going to go ahead and take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
Villain, even at my best, you're still my greatest enemy. Good intentions never saved a soul, they never changed reality. You had to die for me, cause I'm only human. Try so hard and still get lost.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, November the 13th, 2011. And sisters and brothers, Mama Holy Spirit is giving us the power to absolutely overcome these wicked demons. All of the divisions that we suffer in our communities and in our families. This is the mind of the oppressor. The oppressor loves to see us disunited and fighting. Loves to see us hating our fathers and mothers and children. Loves to see gangs and disunity and killing and warfare and bloodshed. This is what the enemy loves. And we are here to fight against such mentality. And Mama Holy Spirit is giving us the power to overcome such mentality. Now, let me read a couple of passages from the Living Bible Translation on verse 16 of Revelation chapter 2, and we're going to read it, but say it in revolution. We want to hear how the mainstream comments on the scriptures, but understand it from a revolutionary perspective. We're in verse 17, chapter 2 of Revelation, but I'm going to read the commentary on verse 16, chapter 2, Revelation, and then we're going to move to a Sunday school lesson in St. Matthew. So, the commentary, verse 16, chapter 2, book of Revelation. The sword is God's judgment against rebellious nations and all forms of sin. So the sword is God's judgment in the mouth of Christ, in the mouth of Jesus, and in your and my and our mouths. And when I heard the People's Court in New York, they had the word of God in their mouth, and their mouth was judgment on this wicked system. Their mouths were judgment on America. judgment on Europe. Judgment on the heads of state and heads of governmental, financial, and educational institutions that have all conspired to work on behalf of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers to destroy the oppressed. The sword, which is sharper than any, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And the sword in the scriptures represents spiritually that word of God, which comes to judge all of us and judge this wicked system, those nations. Look at what happened in Libya. Look at Italy. Look at France. Look at Canada. Look at Britain. Look at America, how they went into Libya and raised up Al-Qaeda. You didn't know that. They raised up Al-Qaeda, a CIA creation, to kill and assassinate Muammar Gaddafi and to kill and destroy African people, black people outside of Benghazi, take the country, set up the central bank connected to the International Monetary Fund, set up that central bank in Benghazi, and take the land, the wealth, the resources from the people. The word of God comes to say to America, to France, to Canada, to Britain, to Israel, to Italy, to all of them, the word of God comes to judge and say to the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, you better quit it or you will reap what you have sown. We're not happy for such, but we are happy to see the oppressed delivered from such wickedness. Now let's move to the Sunday school lesson. Now, I've been trying to get in and out of this Sunday school lesson that we had on October the 30th, living as God's people. God's people are in the streets protesting what's going on. That is God in the flesh. That is Christ in the flesh. That is Muhammad. That is Krishna. That is Buddha. That is Christ once again. That is Heru. That is Quetzalcoatl. That is all the prophets and all the messengers and all of the messiahs have come to us in the person of those sisters and brothers rising up to say, enough of this wicked system. And I was listening to my brother JR on the morning mix on KPFA. And he has some reservations concerning the Oakland movement, the Occupy Oakland. And he has some criticism concerning the movement. He says that the movement should bring up racism and other issues. Others have been shot in the streets other than Oscar Grant. Others have been shot in the head other than Scott Olson. Others have suffered. Blacks have suffered. Others have suffered other than they who are projected in the media. And I say, JR, you're right. I say to you, JR, I agree with you that the uprising that we see is not perfect. I agree with you that a true work stoppage, a true general strike would be everybody leaving their jobs against the wishes of the mayor of Oakland, and the mayor not giving a holiday to Oakland workers to appear to be in league with the protesters, when we know that the mayor of Oakland is not on the side of the people, but the mayor of Oakland is on the side of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and those who are crushing the people. We know these things. You're right. I say with you that yes, the uprising, the Occupy movement is not perfect. That's why we and you, Brother JR, the Minister of Information, you, JR, have the power and the knowledge and the capacity and the wisdom and the understanding to teach everyone in the Occupy movements about that which we should also add to concerning the issues that are being projected and brought forward. You have the power and insight to show us what we have missed, to show the Occupy movements what has been missed. And we know that you, JR, will do what you are doing, which is teaching us that which we have missed. Now, St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, Jesus went up into a mountain, And when he was set, his disciples came to him. We said that Jesus is teaching against Caesar. Jesus is teaching against the Roman Empire. No doubt about that in my mind. And that word set has to do with taking the kingdom from one and conferring the kingdom to another. So Jesus is giving us that teaching that will take the kingdom from Caesar, take the kingdom from the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, take the earth, take the universe, take the heavens from the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the modern day Caesars, the modern day Roman Empire, and give it to we the oppressed. Give it to us the oppressed. And he opened his mouth and taught them. Jesus teaching. Justice teaching. What does that word teach mean? 1321. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Didasko. To teach. To hold a discourse with others in order to instruct them. To deliver didactic discourses. To give, and I'm going to paraphrase that, to give us knowledge and wisdom that will cause us to have critical analysis of this wicked system propagated by Caesar, propagated by the Roman Empire, propagated by the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, Wall Street. You see, sisters and brothers, when you listen to JR, he's a teacher, and in his mouth are the teachings of Jesus Christ. When you listen to Cornel West and Tavis Smiley and Chris Hedges and Harry Belafonte and Randall Robinson and O'Malley Eshetella, Winnie Mandela, Tynetta Muhammad, Asada Shakur, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier, when you listen to my minister, Louis Farrakhan, you are listening to Jesus Christ among the people, taking the kingdom from the wicked and giving the kingdom to the oppressed. When you listen to Brother Minister Ishmael Muhammad, the national assistant of Minister Louis Farrakhan, you're listening to Jesus Christ in the flesh teaching us, sisters and brothers. Sing, verse 3, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, I'm trying to move, sisters and brothers. This teaching is so rich. Blessed, 3107, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Makarios means to be happy. So, we who have been sad are now going to be happy because the Most High is working on behalf of the oppressed. And all of our sorrows and tears will be turned to happiness and joy because the kingdom is now in our hands. And the people protesting are Jesus Christ in the flesh taking the kingdom and bringing the kingdom, turning it over to the oppressed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That word kingdom, 932. This is Greek, y'all. I said Hebrew, but this is Greek because the African Hebrew Israelite Messiah, Yahshua Mashiach, his works were translated into the Greek language. Although Yahshua Jesus spoke Hebrew to his African Hebrew people, his works were translated into the Greek language. So this is Greek, y'all. 932 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Basileia, it means royal power, kingship, dominion, and rule. Jesus is teaching about how we can take the power from Caesar, take kingship and queenship from Caesar, take dominion and take rule from Caesar. Now this commentary that I'm using in the Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, they say not to be confused with an actual kingdom, but rather the right or authority to rule over a kingdom. Don't do that, Strong's people. We're talking about the actual kingdom, the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. Don't disconnect the actual kingdom from the right to rule the kingdom. The power of God takes the kingdom. The earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, everything in creation is the kingdom that has been hijacked by Satan, hijacked by Caesar, hijacked by the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. The Most High, the power of the Most High takes the kingdom from those wicked rulers and takes the right to rule from the wicked rulers, from Satan, and gives that right and gives the kingdom to you and me, the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. So blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We that mourn. 3996 on the Greek side. Pantheo. It means to mourn, to lament. We have been in lamentation because of warfare and bloodshed and killing and assassination and poverty. But we are going to be blessed because this condition through Jesus Christ will be changed. The power will be given to us through Jesus Christ, through justice, through that spirit to deliver the oppressed. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. We will take over the earth. The kingdom of God in heaven is the oppressed, ruling the earth. Some may call it socialism and communism, the power of the proletariat to rule and control the industries, the mechanisms of industry. Well, that's just another way of saying the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. And the kingdom of heaven. I wanted to hit heaven, 3772. Heaven, Uranus, the expanse of the sky, the universe, the world, the heavens. Remember the 19:1 song, the heavens declare the glory of the Most High. And so that knowledge that is in the heavens will be at our disposal. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That word righteousness in the Hebrew is more expansive. It means justice and righteousness. And we the oppressed, those sisters and brothers out in the streets, hunger and thirst after righteousness, and we shall be filled, which means that the Most High, through the proper understanding of Jesus Christ, will fill the whole of the planet Earth with justice, with righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That word merciful, 1655, Eliamon, means merciful. And we know that this wicked system has no mercy. And those sisters and brothers, the people's court, have mercy on the oppressed, whereas the oppressed have no mercy. If we show mercy to the oppressed ourselves and fight for the oppressed, which is ourselves, and deliver the oppressed, which is ourselves, we will obtain mercy. Ah, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We, when we cleanse our minds, cleanse our souls, cleanse our hearts, we will see God everywhere. I saw God in the Wall Street protesters. I saw God in the people's court. Blessed are the peacemakers. 1518 on the Greek side. Areno poios means a peacemaker, pacific, loving peace. And so if you break down the word peacemaker into the two words peace and maker, and understand that we who move about the earth and make peace, that's who it's talking about. We who make peace. We who fight against warfare and bloodshed. We who go into our families and our communities and make peace among each other. We shall be called the children of God. And remember the Elohim, Psalm 82. Ye are all gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. You want to be a child of God? Be a peacemaker. Make peace among your families and your spouses, your marriages and your children. Make peace in your cities and your counties and your state and your nation. And let us come together as the oppressed and make peace in the whole entire world. Let us fight against warfare and bloodshed in the spirit of Dr. King and Minister Malcolm X. We will be the children of God you see all over the earth, rising up to stand up for peace and stand against warfare and bloodshed. We are the children of God. Well, I got to cut off for this session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.